B'tochen for life, Shir 1237, Sunday, Parshas Nasai. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for Yeshua. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send them a Yeshua B'kariv, B'seich Shai Yisrael. We were discussing last week a very important concept, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, that our tikva is to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And again, this is a Kabbalistic concept, but we're going to touch on it because it's vital to understand, to realize the mechanics of tikva and all future levels of betachon. The point that we have to understand is that yes, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam punishes, Rachmana Litzlan, and yes, a person will pay for his actions, that's true. And he will elaborate on this further, the Ramchal, further in this drush. But you have to understand that as long as you're Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, as long as you turn your tikva to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the name of Chesed, to the name of Rachamim, which is essentially the name that operates above nature, you will, Be'ezer Hashem, see Yeshuas. Because you are not bound by nature. And that's the essence of tikva. And that's really the deciding factor if you're going to have tikva or not. An individual that gets caught up in nature can't have tikva because in nature there might not be a way out. Whether he's in a parnasa issue or a health issue, Rachmon Tzlan, or anything else. A person has a very difficult time thinking that he could have a yeshua if in a natural way there's really no way out. But that's what Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem means, and that's the essence of tikva. The essence of tikva is, don't make those calculations. You don't deserve it, you don't earn it, but the Rebbeinu Shlom has a name called Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that name is the Midas HaChesed. And that name will always shower you with chesed. That name is above nature. It will do things that you can't figure out. The Rebbeinu Shlom will respond in ways that are unfathomable to you. There's just one thing you have to do. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Tzarech shetia hatikva zokti Ramchal. The hope has to be to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the name that is above nature. V'loy shum kinu, and not any other name of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Don't get caught up in nature. The more you feel Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem, the more Be'ezer Hashem, you'll see the Yeshua. Are you guaranteed? That we discussed last week. You're only guaranteed if you have 100% betachon, which is very difficult to attain. But again, you don't generally need 100% betachon, so do not give up. Hold on to that tikva. That's what the Ramchal is teaching us. Hold on to it. That will be the source of the Yeshua, and he's going to continue and say fascinating concepts about this, how tikva operates. But this is his point. When we get caught up in the details, in the natural ways, in all of the statistics, we are cutting off the Yeshua, Rachman al-Tzlan. And when we move ahead with Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, that will, Be'ezer Hashem, be the source of the Yeshua. Don't give up. Don't allow nature to dictate what's going to happen in your life. The Rebbeinu Shlom dictates, and his name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is above nature, is above Averis, is above deserving it. And if you hope for it, Be'ezer Hashem, you'll see the Yeshua.